Two Nigerian Air Force pilots were killed last month after a Pakistani Super Mushak trainer aircraft crashed in Nigeria's northwestern state of Kaduna. The twin-seat aircraft was assigned to the Air Training Command's Flying Training School in Kaduna for primary pilot training. The incident is the sixth combat and non-combat air mishap suffered by the Air Force between February 2021 and April 2022 that has led to loss of military personnel as well as air capability. These accidents will have an impact on the Air Force's operational capacity, especially at a time when the country is escalating the use of air operations to subdue security threats. Hello, welcome to The Crisis Room, a podcast from Human Angle. I'm Zubaydah Babe Ibrahim, standing in for Maryam Mustafa. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the country and answer the tough questions around them. This week, I'm here with my colleague Murtala Abdullahi.
Thank you, Zubaydah. Today, we'll be discussing about this accident and its potential implications on the ability of the Air Force to support security operations. We'll also look at the need for transparency and stronger measures to reduce the occurrence of these accidents.
Military air crashes are not particularly new, but then the rate of air mishaps that have occurred in the 2 years or so could significantly impact crew and aircraft availability for combat and non-combat missions.
The Air Force lost two Beechcraft in February and mid last year, which resulted in the death of crew members, passengers, and diminishing of surveillance capability. One of the Beechcraft actually had the then Chief of Army Staff, Ibrahim Athari, on board. Because these aircraft are multi-purpose, they are employed for both transport of personnel and cargo as well as surveillance mission, their loss has multi-dimensional impact on the Air Force, including the loss of crew members and these capabilities that it provides. The Air Force actually now has plans to acquire two Beechcraft, which are likely attrition replacements for those lost last year.
We have also seen combat-related incidents, including one in March of last year, when the Air Force lost radar contact with an Alpha jet with two crew members on a combat support mission in Borno. The wreckage of the aircraft was discovered almost a year later while troops were conducting a clearance operation in the Sambisa forest. Another Alpha jet was lost in July 2021 when a pilot on a solo combat mission in support of the military campaign in the northwest was forced to eject from the jet after coming under intense fire.
What's clear from this accident is that authorities need to improve management of aircraft safety, airworthiness to avoid catastrophic technical or mechanical failures that lead to this incident. An important component is actually transparency and accountability. We often hear of investigations into this accident, but they are hardly made public. When they are made public, it provides an avenue for the Air Force to request for allocation of additional resources to address the problem, which ruin from aging and stressed airframe to lack of sufficient funding for spare parts and support systems.
The military and the government could also leverage international support to emulate standard procedure and processes, such as replicating the UK's Defence Safety Authority, which plays a crucial role in regulating and ensuring airworthiness and safety across the UK's defence aviation activities, or the Australian Defence Aviation Safety Authority.
Promoting safety of military aviation and reducing safety risks is essential, particularly with the rapid increase in the use of the Air Force for security operations. This investment will also have multidimensional impact, particularly because of the increase in the use of airborne platforms by other security agencies, which means that they can also serve other purposes and support air wings of the Navy, the police.
This is an episode of Human Angle's Crisis Room. Thank you for listening. I am Zubaydah Babe Ibrahim. Join in next week for another episode. Members of our production team are Tracy Allen Ezechukwu, Murtala Abdullahi, Zubaydah Babe Ibrahim, and Anthony Asemota. The executive producer is Ahmed Selkida.